Barracuda.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're broke. The American people know we're broke. And they want us to do something about spending. And there wasn't much talk last night about cutting spending and getting our debt under control. When it comes to the big entitlement programs, as I said, it's time for us as Americans to have an adult conversation with each other about the serious challenges that face us.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. You just heard the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, stating the obvious. America is going broke. And that's the focus of what we'll spend our hour on here on this edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hearing more from Speaker Boehner in a moment. The Congressional Budget Office has tallied the country's debts, and the number for last year or this year, through this year, to put it mildly, is rather large. The CBO says that if the government stays on track, meaning maintaining current tax levels and expenditures, we will ring up a deficit of $1.5 trillion on top of the deficits of $1.4 trillion and $1.3 trillion from the past 2 years. This report, which by the way is nonpartisan, lists the causes behind the debt: stubborn unemployment, the TARP, and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Here's reporter Steve Sannelli with the latest on all these numbers.
The United States faces daunting economic and budgetary challenges.
Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Elmendorf delivered findings from the annual CBO economic report just released.
CBO expects that production and employment will expand in the coming years, but at only a moderate pace.
Elmendorf says the country's economic health has severely faltered in the past 2 years. He warns the combination of the deficit, debt, and a severe drop in economic activity will drive the deficit to a record $1.5 trillion in 2011.
Unfortunately, it is likely that a return to normal economic conditions will take years.
The outlook comes days after President Obama's State of the Union address, in which he called for a partial budget freeze. Not enough for many Republicans.
It squandered a historic opportunity to rally the American people behind true spending reform.
But the White House says the president understands and is committed to reducing the deficit.
He outlined very specific steps as an opening bid of sorts.
While there is agreement the nation's mounting debt needs to be reduced, the right balance in budget cuts and spending will be a challenge for lawmakers.
This is the most critical threat to our nation, in my opinion.
Jobs remain the key piece to this economic puzzle, and last week, unemployment numbers spiked once again. In Washington, Steve Santani, Fox News.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. That was Steve Sannelli with a report on the Congressional Budget Office numbers. The housing market crash is a factor in this, brought banks and construction-related industries into the mud, along with all the other things that have been a problem. Here from CNN, Kathleen Parker speaks with Speaker Boehner. Boehner has some suggestions for solving the problem with the debt.
All right, so we've been talking about cutting spending for a long time. We can't get anybody to say what they'd cut. So since you bring it up, what would you cut?
Well, we started on the first day of this new Congress cutting Congress's own budget. My leadership budget, 5%, all leadership budgets, all committee budgets, and all members' personal budgets in their offices. We cut $2.5 trillion out of spending when we repealed the health care bill. And how about things like excess TARP funds that should be repealed, or excess stimulus money that hasn't been spent yet? All of that has been done and is on the way. And the week of February 7th, the Appropriations Committee will outline, I would guess, in the tune of $50 to $60 billion of further cuts to this year's spending plan.
Okay, Speaker Boehner, cutting your own, you know, cutting back with staff and salary, cutting the cuts you've mentioned are all great, and symbolically they're exactly what you should be doing. But we know that we're talking about debts and deficits in the trillions. We've got to do some serious, serious cuts. Are you talking about doing, cutting Medicare, Medicaid, defense? Those are the big areas where we spend the most.
Well, I do think there will be some reductions in the defense budget. I don't think there's any agency of the federal government where there's not room for improvement. So I would expect defense we'll find savings there as well. I was a little surprised in the president's speech that he didn't say more about working with us on real entitlement reform. There was somewhat of a mention, but I think that the American people want us to have this conversation. We have to remember that I, as Speaker of the House, Republicans only control one of the three levers of government. The Democrats still control the Senate and the White House. But if they're willing to begin the adult conversation, I'll be a willing partner.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare off. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It may surprise you to learn that before she became a country music icon, Naomi Judd was a critical care nurse. But unlike facing a stadium full of adoring fans, as a nurse, she witnessed the daily challenges faced by people with chronic pain and those who cared for them. As a spokesperson for the national education program, Partners Against Pain, Judd now has 50 million reasons to let others know that they don't need to suffer in silence. That's because the latest statistics show that more than 50 million Americans live with pain, making it one of the top reasons people seek medical care. Judd wants people to know that the journey to appropriate pain management can begin with a visit to the recently updated Partners Against Pain website, www.partnersagainstpain.com. The new user-friendly layout features customized sections for patients, caregivers, and healthcare professionals that make it easy to find information about various painful conditions. Partners Against Pain is a national education program provided by Purdue Pharma.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. We're focused on the spending and what do we do about it. Here from MSNBC, Joe Scarborough discusses this report with Tom Brokaw and Pat Buchanan. So we get a left-right. So, well, I don't know about Brokaw, but let's listen and figure it out.
70%, Tom, of GDP. The numbers are staggering. And it is bad, bad news for this country on so many levels.
It is. And, you know, there's so much systemic problems with this economy. I spent yesterday in Reading, Pennsylvania. It's one of 1,000 municipalities in the country, I suppose. It's hard to get a real number on it. Here's a traditional factory and railroading town. They're under Act 47 in Pennsylvania now, financially stressed. They've lost their middle class. People have moved out. They've raised property taxes by 20%. They're down there trying desperately to do something to restore that town that was founded in the mid-1700s and has been a part of the industrial part of America. Nassau County out on Long Island, in effect, is being taken over by the state of New York because they're in so much trouble. We have real issues. I think what I feel very strongly is that we all got into this. This is a Republican and Democratic and independent problem. I mean, this began some time ago. It was all in President George W. Bush, unfunded
prescription drug benefits for seniors and Medicare. That is running over $1 trillion now. We've got a lot of issues, and the only way we're going to get them resolved is we find a way on a common path, and we're going to have to make, there's going to be pain. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to make sacrifices.
There's got to be pain and sacrifice. And Pat Buchanan, Tom touched on it today, a county out on Long Island being taken over by the state of New York because it's insolvent. You look at the situation in Connecticut and other states that were supposed to be wealthy states. The New York Times today saying they are awash in debt. This is a crisis of epic proportions for us economically.
It really is. And you hear about the back rooms of Congress. They're talking about a proposal whereby states like California and Illinois can go Chapter 9, which means they could simply, you know, basically default and write down their debt, their municipal bonds and things like that. And that's going to have an impact on the municipal bond market. And as we mentioned, that Meredith Whitney said, expect 50 to 100 counties, cities, or communities to go belly up and default on their municipal bonds. And so this is the debt thing. You mentioned 70%. The public debt is 70%. The Chinese and the others got to finance that. When are they going to stop doing it, I wonder?
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with this overview of the numbers here. And if I look at the top 10 from talkers over this past week, we have this number at number 3. That is the report about America and where the money is going, or what we do about where the money is going, or how we stop the money from going where it's going. From Fox News host Martha McCallum speaks here with Rich Lowry. He's from the National Review. And also business reporter Liz McDonald is in on this conversation. They both agree that Social Security reform has to be tops on the to-do list for Congress as it works through all these problems.
All we're hearing is how bad the debt is, how tough our deficit is to overcome, and then you can't touch Social Security. So meanwhile, every time they're going to keep paying these Social Security benefits, of course, at least for now, so they're going to keep tapping in and borrowing more money in order to cover, you know, steal from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, and it's a real shame, Martha, because relatively small changes now gradually over time would build and make a big difference and put it on a much more solvent footing. But obviously, it's still a third rail, and Republicans aren't going to go first unless President Obama signals that he's really willing to deal and lead on this. And there's absolutely no sign of that in the State of the Union. So you can just see the president and Democrats just waiting to pounce on Republicans if they suggest touching Social Security at all and savaging them over it the way they've done over the last 20 or 30 years.
I think there's so little patience in America right now for somebody to step forward on this. And I know a lot of people get very upset when we even talk about this, Liz McDonald.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't think anybody's talking about robbing people who are already receiving Social Security benefits, the retired people of this country,
right,
who've been paying into it their whole lives. Do we need to, can they be safe and we can still make changes for the future that will help solve this problem?
Well, we're talking about the first baby boomers having starting to retire, 73 million of the cohort there. And, you know, the issue is, how do you keep it funded? And I'll tell you something, some ideas out there, such as making your payments be indexed to inflation and not wage increases, is one idea that's being bandied around. I mean, the issue is, Martha, we've added the equivalent of the size of the economy of Russia in spending over the last 2 years, when this is the real issue. Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare will chew up 100% of the budget by 2030 if we don't fix it now. And so how do you do it? We hear from the president ideas such as making people in their existing 401k accounts take on annuity products. That's not the way to fix it. You get taxed at the higher income tax rate with annuity products, not the lower capital gains rate. So instead, the issue is, do get on that third rail. Don't call it the third rail anymore. I don't want to have to have paid my payroll taxes and not think I'm not going to get any money out of it. It's not fair to those people who are paying in right now.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour in the Talk Radio Review. Before we get back to our overview of America and our finances, quickly, the top 10 from talkers this week in the survey at number 10, the usual thing from the perspective of sports talk radio, a big influence on what people are talking about, and the playoffs certainly are on the top of that list. At number 9, the really wild winter weather in the focus. At number 8, violence in Egypt. The airport attack in Moscow is number 7. Discussion about the health care repeal was number 6. The Skins program on MTV, number 5. The gun debate, number 4. America Going Broke here, number 3, the State of Education, number 2, and the State of the Union, number 1. Here from Radio Talk host Jay Weber, focusing on the brokenness of our country. We've gone broke. We've been going broke for a long time, actually. He wonders when both parties are going to step up and do something real about it.
As if that weren't frightening enough, the CBO warns in unusually stark language, as it has before, of the potential for a sovereign debt crisis. The report does bring up Greece and Ireland. We could have our own debt crisis here. The growing debt, it says, quote, would increase the probability of a sudden fiscal crisis during which investors would lose confidence in the government's ability to manage its budget, and the government would thereby lose its ability to borrow at affordable rates. So this is all bad news. And it isn't the CBO's job to recommend what lawmakers should do. But this report does imply that tax increases are inevitable. Due to so many Americans not working, tax revenues have fallen. It appears that, according to the CBO, one of the only ways to right the ship is with tax increases. And all of that bad news was laid out in one report. And if that bad news weren't enough, the CBO said, oh, and by the way, as of this year, Social Security is now officially running at a deficit. It's sick and getting sicker. Social Security will run at a deficit this year and keep on running in the red until trust funds are drained entirely by 2037. That's about the time I'll probably be ready to retire. Another 20 years or so. Great. The massive retirement program has been suffering from the effects of a struggling economy for several years, they note. This year alone, Social Security will pay out $45 billion in retirement, disability, and survivor's benefits that it collects in payroll taxes. The CBO said that the figure nearly triples to $130 billion when the new one-year cut in payroll taxes is included. What they're referencing there is, remember that 2% cut in payroll tax that President Obama announced when he was trying to ingratiate himself to us before the end of the year. That's what they're talking about there. Of course, if those taxes aren't coming in, it leaves an even bigger hole in the Social Security system. More than 54 million Americans receive Social Security benefits averaging over $1,000 per month. The average Social Security benefit is $1,076 per month right now. And so this is starting to look ugly. the day has come that so many lawmakers have been warning about for decades. We saw it coming and we did nothing. As of this year, there are not enough payments. There's not enough money going into the system as there is coming out. And I would remind you, the boomers are just starting to retire. The real bad news that exacerbates this problem is that the first year baby boomers are just retiring this year. And yet neither side wants to act on it or be the first one to bring up reform. The Republicans are being very cowardly. They're refusing to even talk about, much less embrace or acknowledge, Paul Ryan's logical fix for Social Security and Medicare as part of his roadmap for America. They're doing a very disservice by ignoring Paul Ryan's suggestions there. And the Democrats aren't about to bring it up first because they want the Republicans to bring this up first. The Republicans always bring it up. We really got to get our financial house in order. And the Democrats just continually use it as a cudgel against them politically. That's the way this game has been played on Social Security reform for decades now. Whichever party brings it up first, and it's almost always the Republicans, is beaten to death by the other party with claims of wanting to steal money from grandpa or grandma is going to go to the poorhouse and all the other sort of nonsense that we've heard traditionally over the years. We need to tackle serious reform here. And all we have is serving in D.C. are political cowards. And I would argue if the time isn't right now, in this political atmosphere of tea parties and calls for spending cuts and calls to get our fiscal house in order, if the time isn't right now for Social Security and Medicare reform, will it ever be a right time? Will there ever be a right time?
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Go.
A continuing conversation about America and our financial situation. You've heard all these reviews and reports. You agree that there has to be some reform. How can you not agree with that? This is the number three most important item this week from the Talkers Charts, the Talk magazine that is basically the Bible of talk radio, and we use a lot of their information as we cull some of the hosts and some of the subject matter from stations all around the country. The next item here of interest from Mac and Gatos and their radio program, there's a discussion of a new report that Social Security will be the next thing to run out of you-know-what and vinegar in the year 2037.
I'm a 37-year-old guy. Basically, what I'm doing is every couple weeks, money from what I earn doing my job goes to Social Security, and really, I'm giving it to a retired person. Part of my check is going to a retired person.
Yeah,
can we look at it that way?
Right.
Okay, so part of my check is going to a retired person, and I hate to say this. Well, no, I really don't hate to say it. I just wish Social Security would go away. I'm never going to see it. Over the span of my career, I can't even imagine how many thousands and thousands of dollars that just burns away.
Right.
I mean, selfishly, I'd like to say, listen, let's just do without it. Let me take the money. Let me take the money that I earn. And you know what? You don't have to hold on to it for me, government. You don't have to do that. I'll hold on to it myself. Or you know what? I'll burn it myself. It's my money anyway.
Right, because what you're doing now is you're supporting somebody in a system that you will never see. So when is the cutoff point? When will we be able to say, you know what, no more Social Security
taxes? What if the cutoff point was today? What would happen? I think we all would know.
I think.
Want to go through the scenarios? Cutoff today.
If you really want my real honest opinion, if we cut Social Security off in the next couple of years,
right,
I think there would be rioting in the streets. You would have people who are retired ripping up stuff and, you know, pushing over cars. I mean, old people would revolt. The retired would revolt.
Okay.
Then
so what,
you have people who are just about to retire.
Yeah.
They'd be pissed off as well.
Right.
So then nobody in Congress would be reelected because they cut off their money.
Okay.
That they felt they were and were told they were entitled to all their working lives.
Okay. So let's say we're not going to do it tomorrow. Let's wait for you know, us, you know, we're in the same age range, you know.
All right, let's take an average of 40.
Yeah, let's just take an average.
40 and 65 is 25 years from now.
Right.
Let's say 25 years from 2010. Okay.
Well, the Social Security is going to be gone. Is that going to be me then riding in the streets alongside of you?
No.
Why not?
Because we already know what the inevitability is, and we can't stop them from taking our money out of our paychecks. That's the problem.
So
that's why we get angry, because we're paying into a system we're never going to see the results of. If you cut so, there are millions of people who just live on Social Security. Mm-hmm. If you take that away, where do they go? What do? Then you'll have people living in the streets, and then you will see utter chaos.
So the
we already know that it's not going to be there. We've already started 401ks. It's up to us to fund our own retirement.
All right, there we have it. Is that what you feel about this? 800-510-8255 as we continue for the next 20 minutes or so, talking about the economic status of America. There's not a lot of new material here other than this report. There are always these reports. There have been these reports for as long as I can remember, and probably you can remember as well, that Social Security will run out. That is, as they explained there, they had it right. The money that goes in there today goes to fund today's beneficiaries. The money that was in there before was taken out to do whatever expediency the government decided. The same as the Highway Trust Fund has been raided, the same as the Airport Trust Fund, the Air Travel Trust Fund, that's all been raided. You have the taxes on top of taxes that have been added to various things to make up all of this, and nobody says there are not enough people. Well, maybe now people are waking up. It's part of the strength of the Tea Party. This message that the money that goes into elections, that keeps funneling and funding the individuals who are there supposedly doing your bidding for you, they're corrupt. This is a corrupt system and a corrupt country. Hard news to swallow, but it is reality. So what are you going to do about it? That's the question. Part of the discussion and the debate ought to be that. 800-510-8255 as we'll take your calls in just a matter of moments here on our Talk Radio Review.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Why suffer? 800-510-8255. I guess we can apply that to our conversation here. We are suffering under the delusion that the government works for us. So why do we want to keep getting more of it? Why do you want more when it doesn't work? You pay more and get less. Nice deal if you can get it. 800-510-8255. Walter calls in from Georgia about irresponsibility and what's going on in our governmental circles.
No, this fuzzy government math and pretzel logic is really making my head hurt. Not raising taxes in this suffering economy right now. Somehow they figure out figures to put on this deficit number. Now, if they don't take 75% of our money in taxes, then I could say that it'll raise the deficit by $3 or $4 trillion a year. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, just a snapshot, a little history. 10 years ago, I heard a figure that $1 trillion was lost in the Pentagon budget in the previous 10 years in the 90s. Just lost, gone. The accounting and the booking and the bookkeeping and the education department was so bad it couldn't be audited. I read an article in the AJC in the year 2000, the three previous years, $37 billion lost due to waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicare program alone. I mean, these guys have shown themselves to be completely irresponsible with our money. Now, when it comes to the biggest punitive factor, and Obama, President Obama even alluded to this in his speech the other day, is how our tax code needs to be reformed. We spend $300 to $500 billion a year in compliance costs. Even President's own debt commission said we need to lower the corporate tax rate all the way down to 23% and eliminate all these subsidies, loopholes, and breaks, and make it more simple.
Making it more simple, simply making it easier and better, fewer taxes and less spending. That sounds like the Tea Party, but that's what most people are thinking. You don't have to belong to a Tea Party. You're both a Republican and Democrat in that core. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Mike in Illinois on spending. Mike, welcome to the countdown.
How you doing there, Doug? Yeah, I'd like to add to the last gentleman's waste, fraud, abuse. How about let's put oppression in there, too, okay? The drug war is costing this country, my sources tell me, anywhere between $80 and $200 $50 billion a year. That would average to about $165 billion a year. That's about a sixth of $1 trillion every year, $6 trillion every, $1 trillion every 6 years. Can we afford that a big, that's a mammoth chunk of change.
Your numbers are off a little bit, but no matter what the numbers are, they're off a lot. But the point
isn't
the numbers are. The point is that you're right 100%. It has never, there's no crack in the drug trade. For heaven's sakes, did you see the new device that they're using to get the stuff over the border and this catapult device to get stuff across the border? If we don't legalize drugs and monitor that situation in a way that it turns around to being of value to us as a collective, it's incredibly naive.
Can I quote my sources?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay. The law enforcement against prohibition came up with the $80 billion figure. Trends Research came up with the $250 billion, and that was back in about 6 years.
I think that's a total number. The first year when George Bush the father sort of kick this into high gear. It was a $16 or $19 billion price tag, and since then it's gone up incrementally. But it doesn't make a difference. It's all a waste because it doesn't work.
And alcohol.
So why,
Well,
tobacco, alcohol, all this stuff.
Yeah, alcohol, as they say, is 10 times, I've heard experts say, is 10 times more virulent than any drug, legal or illegal. And yet, it's, you can go into any supermart, into the liquor section, and they got big billboards of attractive women holding the Bud Light and the Miller Light.
You look at the kids' magazines, and you see these attractive, sexy women holding a Newport cigarette. It's the same stuff. You make the right point, Mike. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Annette in Tennessee, listening to KWAM. Go ahead, Annette. You're on the countdown next live.
Hello. Oh.
Yes.
I just think it's so sad because my dad draws Social Security, and that's what he lives on. And it's $674 a month, and he can't afford to live. He lives with me. And when I get to retirement age, I'm going to have to fall back on my children.
Yeah, and
that's, according to them, I mean, when this takes place, I will be 68.
Well, you won't.
What about the people out there who don't have children to fall back on?
You won't stop. You won't be able to stop. You'll have to keep working, or you won't survive. That's the bottom line. And everybody is going to have to pretty much keep. If you haven't put it aside and monitored it and taken care of it yourself, you will have to keep working. And that's the reality. And then somebody will come along and say, okay, you're too old and tired. Let's pull the plug. It is the way that it is. And maybe there's a lesson in this of self-sufficiency and not worrying. I don't want the government managing the money because they don't do it well. I'd rather manage it myself and do my own thing. But that's just me. Social Security became something that was part of the New Deal. The reality is that before that, people did manage to somehow or other maintain their own survival, and we need to be tougher and stronger. I don't like the fact that I don't care whether it's Social Security because I'll figure out how to do this on my own. But what bothers me is that from what I make is extracted 13% to pay for this stuff. It is the same old story all of our lives, your life and my life. We've been listening to the same story. It doesn't change. It hasn't changed. So what does that say about us? 800-510-8255. Let's move over to John in Iowa with a comment on Social Security.
The president wants to freeze spending at astronomical levels. Now, we've got this supposed problem with Social Security. Well, you know, we pay double the rate from 1986 to the present. Now they call it an entitlement, and it is for those that didn't pay anything in, those that are on SSI and illegal aliens and that kind of thing. But the rest of us, we're paying double the rate. Now they're telling us they got to cut it to balance the budget. You know, under the guy named, some call him Slick Willie, but I'll call him President Clinton. He claimed a budget was balanced partly because of those excess collections. And now they got a shortage because they got to pay out on promises. Those IOUs, you know, that they were writing here the last 27, I think it's about $3 trillion or so plus interest. So my answer is, they need to cut the levels of spending back to the year of 2006. If they cut spending to the level of 2006, the balance of the budget would be closer to being balanced. And the fact that we're blowing this money on silly programs that didn't do a bit of good, we've got the president tilting at windmills. You know, even T. Boone Pickens has given up on the thing.
Well, I'm not sure what he's given up on, but there are a lot of people. We'd like to have a little more straightforward spending, let's put it that way. 800-510-TALK. Troy, you're in Delaware. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. I'm on Social Security, and I hear all this noise about they want to cut our benefits and so forth, and that we get, it's a pay-as-you-go program and so forth. But I look and see that the average pay of a government employee is about twice what the average pay of an American is. And they get all kinds of benefits, and they're not part of this, health care program. We need to cut their benefits. Why do they think they are better than the rest of us? I'd like for somebody to come on and say how much money is committed to the retirement for the government employees and their medical coverage. And let's make some cuts in that and stop treating those people as somehow royalty, which are exempt from these same cuts that we're going to have to take?
Well, there you go. Good question. What's the answer? 800-510-TALK. More answers up and coming on the countdown.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Double egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As you can tell, there are people who have some pretty good ideas here. Let's continue taking some of them. This, by the way, again, number three this week on the Talkers Magazine list of the top 10 items in the world of talk, America and its financial reality. Rupert, you're in Michigan. Let's see what we can learn from you.
I have two brief points to make. When the president from China came over, he came over in a regular airplane and didn't fly fancy and just came over and landed and paid his visit. When our president went over, he went over in a gazillion dollars worth of airplanes and ships and troops and everything. And yet the fellow that came over here practically flying coach, he's the one lending us money. I find that ironic. Point number two, that article about Social Security, a microcosm example of taking our pension money and putting it in the general funds. That was done by Denny McClain, a very popular pitcher in the 70s. He won 30 ball games. He ended up in prison for taking the pension fund money of his workers and putting it in the general funds, trying to save his company. These congressmen that took our Social Security money and put it in the general funds are guilty of a crime. That's what the man should be saying. Not that we are, that's our tough luck. Had that money been put in treasury bonds collecting interest, it'd be more than enough to pay our pensions and without a problem.
All right. We all come to the same conclusions here. Jay in Lexington. I don't know if this is Massachusetts, Kentucky, Tennessee. I think I said that the last time we got a Lexington call. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Kentucky, bud. How you doing this morning?
Well, and you, sir?
Not too awful bad. I listen to you every single morning.
Thank you.
Drive truck and anyway, I'll get straight to my points here. These people have all paid into Social Security, and everyone that's paying into Social Security, it's not their fault that the government robbed the Social Security fund. The government's what needs reformed. We spend, as a country, our government spends so much money on so many things that we don't know about around the world, on frivolous and idiotic means and other. But what my whole point of that is if I got an electric bill due and a car payment due, I'm not going to throw money in my neighbor's house. I'm going to take care of my own first. And America needs to take care of America first before they start throwing money all over the world.
Well, there's not only that, but there is money that's being spent. You're having dollars extracted from your income to be used for charities and things, the government things are a good idea. I want to give to who I want to support. I don't want them to tell me who needs to be supported in terms of charity.
They threw $100,000 at a bug museum, for one instance. $1 million, this is just general, but $1 million to teach hookers how to control their alcohol. I mean, this is all kinds of special pet projects. Why do these people spend all this money to get into office? It's because they know what they can get once they get there.
Well, for the most part, other than the three that spent a lot of their own money this year, Linda McMahon and Meg Whitman, and I forget who the other one was that spent a lot of dough, a lot of their personal fortune to get elected. We certainly have Michael Bloomberg, but he's turned out to be a good representative, somebody that really was acting in the best interest of everybody. The only thing I would take exception with, and all the things you said, Jay, you said it's not our fault. It is our fault because we allow these people, we've allowed the program to exist that the Supreme Court even underscores it, that allows big companies to control the election. The $3 million that was given to Harry Reid from the gaming interests, and then 3 weeks after the election, he introduces a bill to allow Internet gambling, Internet online gambling. This is the kind of stuff that's so obvious, and we put up with it. It's time for us not to put up with it. I think, again, that's the only thing out of all the things you said that we maybe need to shake a stick at. I'm glad you listen every morning. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Let's see what we can get out of David, who's in New York, with some suggestions to maybe fix the problem.
I have four quick points that I'm going to make. Medicaid, I once spoke to a Medicaid person who was involved with Medicaid here in Manhattan, and she told me that Medicaid recipients are not required to have a primary care physician, that it's on a fee basis, that they can just go in, get an MRI, and get. And so I had asked her, how do you fix Medicaid at one point, and she said that obviously they should have primary care doctors. Second, taxi imports. Third, another friend, a Wall Street friend and a China expert, the Fed had bought $600 billion of U.S. Treasuries, he responded, and this is, a China expert, that we should have bought another $2
trillion. A lot of people think we need to start from scratch, David. And for all those of you who won't be able to get to in this hour, I appreciate your input and your thoughts. You're thinking of you and your government. That's a good thing. It's 59 past on the Talk Radio Countdown.